At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Whoa, okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. Miller Lite, great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. And as always, please celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Hour number two on a Meat Friday. Meathead James Vanderbeek, a.k.a. Ross Tucker, filling in the rather large shoes of one Dan Patrick. Two more hours to go. The first hour was an absolute blast. You guys are awesome. Everybody watching on Peacock, everyone listening on Fox Sports Radio, love everybody on Chat Row. Shout out Chat Row. They love when I do that. You can hit us up, by the way, danpatrick.com, or I'm rostucker.com, at DP Show on Twitter. I'm at Ross Tucker NFL. The phone number, I'd like to get to some calls at some point, 877-3-DP-SHOW. I know a lot of you guys listen to it later because I always get those tweets later. I like that on my drive back to Central Pennsylvania. I appreciate that. If you like podcasts, check out mine when you're not listening to Dan. It's the Ross Tucker Football Podcast. So we had two pieces of breaking news already this morning by 10 a.m. Cam Newton signs with the Patriots, and the UVA Georgia Tech game canceled. Georgia Tech in the ACC championship as a result of a positive COVID test for the Cavaliers. The one thing I want to say about Cam, we'll have Frank Isola in about 20 minutes. There's a lot to get to with Frank, whether it's the Patrick Ewing stuff, which we'll talk about momentarily, or my disdain for the Brooklyn Nets. But the one thing I think is so interesting about Cam is every single person that is tweeting about this is going out of their way to say the Patriots are not done at the quarterback position. It's a little much, right? Like, okay, let's pretend you're the Patriots. If you're not done at the quarterback position, would you really want to tell everybody, hey, make sure they know we're not done. Make sure they know we're still going to get somebody else. I mean, are you doing that to appease the fan base or because it's really what you're going to do? And if it's really what you're going to do, since when in the history of Bill Belichick do you tell all the insiders what you're going to do? It seems to me, contrarian theory alert, one may say against the grain, that the Patriots aren't going to get another quarterback. They just want everybody to think that they are. What do you guys think?
Any chance the Patriots could be going like double reverse psychology, where they actually tell you what they're doing?
Oh.
Because you doubt, you think they're lying to you.
Like Princess Bride.
Right.
Like you think, so I think,
you think that I think.
Yes.
Yeah. Nice reference.
Is that another 80s reference?
Great reference.
I was born in 79, by the way. I don't know why I'm such an 80s dude.
You and Fritzy should roll together on a road trip.
What year did you go to college, Paulie?
A lot of them. I went to college for a lot of years. I graduated in 93.
Okay, so, but you're a child of the 80s.
Oh, yeah, sure. All the 80s movies, John Hughes movies.
Incredible.
Yeah.
I think objectively, the 80s was better than the 90s.
Everybody thinks that their decade that they were 15 to 22 was the greatest decade.
Incorrect. That's 90s for me.
But let's say, okay, 12 to 20.
Incorrect. That's 90s for me. I liked from when I was 0 to 11, the 80s.
Nice.
80s is where it's at. By the way, the 80s is when the New York Knicks drafted Patrick Ewing. See that segue?
That was nicely done.
You guys don't pay me enough for stuff like that. The 80s are when the New York Knickerbockers. How many people, by the way, don't know that Knicks is short for Knickerbockers? Like, if we polled the audience, what percentage of people nationally know that Knicks is short for Knickerbockers? Fritzy.
I would say you'd be surprised. A lot of people probably don't know that, especially as you go further west. Unless you're like a big fan, there's probably a lot of people that think the Knicks are the Knicks and that there's no other name for them.
Can I get a number, Fritzy?
I'm going to say 30% don't know that they are.
Oh, it's higher than that.
You think so?
McLovin?
I say 58% do not know.
Seton?
7% don't know. I think most people do.
You think 93% know that they're the New York Knickerbockers?
Honestly, it's really something I've never given any thought to, and I'm like 7% maybe.
See, 250 million people in our country didn't even watch the Super Bowl.
Correct, yeah.
And
yeah.
You think they know that it's the New York Knickerbockers?
You know what? I'm actually going to guess that 40% of the staff that works for the Knicks don't know that it's short.
Ooh,
for that.
Ooh, see, that was a good segue, too. In case you didn't hear, Patrick Ewing is now the head coach of Georgetown, his alma mater. They had a huge win yesterday. They beat the number one seed, Villanova, at Madison Square Garden, where Ewing played for, 15, 16 seasons, 85 to 2000. And yet, this is what he wanted to talk about after the game.
But I do want to say one thing, though. I thought this was my building. And I feel terrible that I'm getting stopped, accosted, asking for passes. Everybody in this building should know who the hell I am. And I'm getting stopped. I can't move around this building. Like I was like, what the hell? Is this Madison Square Garden? I'm going to have to call Mr. Dolan and say, geez, is my number in the rafters or what?
All right, so there's a lot here. I got to tell you, there's a lot here. First of all, nobody is accosting Patrick Ewing. I mean, let's look up the definition of accosting. Isn't accosting like you're putting hands on someone? Do you need to put hands on someone to be accosted? Yes.
There's a lot I'd like to know here. Was he asked for his pass once when he first walked in the building, or multiple times as he's prepping for his game and going down the hall to the bathroom or to get something to eat or drink? Was he being asked, sir, do you have your pass? Sir, do you have your pass? It sounds like it wasn't just the first time he walked in the building and they asked for everyone's pass.
Can I? Yeah, go ahead, Seton.
So to accost one person, it means approach and address someone boldly and aggressively.
Okay.
Someone boldly and aggressively approached Patrick Ewing?
I don't think that they approached him, but I think that they aggressively said, where's your pass? That's a good word by you. That's a Georgetown word right there by Patrick Ewing. So I have not heard anybody else say this, and I'm curious to get your opinions on this. How about just wear your pass? No, he wasn't wearing a pass. He wouldn't complain about them asking for a pass, Paulie, if he was wearing a pass. Here's my thing. I broadcast 27 games this year, right? 13 college for CBS, 14 NFL radio for West 1. Like, you need a pass. I mean, in the post-September 11th era, And in the COVID, like, you need a pass. You got to have a pass.
Once these guys get in the building, you don't need a pass. Mike Krzyzewski doesn't wear a pass in the building. Around the building, no. They wear their suits and ties. I've been in buildings. The coaches don't wear passes. They get in the building with a pass. They go through security like everybody else. But if you watched Pat Ewing on the sideline yesterday, he didn't have a pass on. Mike Krzyzewski doesn't wear a pass.
A lot of times they have it in their pocket.
That's fine. Maybe in their pocket. Understandable, but they're not walking around the building with a thing jangling from their thing. They don't do that.
My point is, it's very easy for everybody to say, he's Patrick Ewing. It's the Garden. You got to be kidding me. He's Patrick Ewing. Like, so, okay, he last played for the Knicks 20 years ago. Now, I think, by the way, if I was working security at Madison Square Garden, if you're 7 feet tall, I would assume you belong. If you're 7 feet tall, I'd be like, okay. But these people are just doing their jobs. I never get mad at these people. And I'm not comparing myself in any way, okay, to Patrick Ewing. Not in any way. But like, if I'm at a Bills game, okay, where I played several years, if they ask me for my pass, I'm not like, you don't know who I am? Dude, I started 17 games at center and left guard.
What if they asked for Jim
03 and 04?
What if they asked for Jim Kelly's pass as he walked back into the stadium? You think Jim Kelly has to go through security like you have to go through security when he walks back into the Bills stadium?
Yes.
Jim Kelly?
I think Jim Kelly has to show a pass. I think Jim Kelly has like a lifetime pass, and he just shows it.
Sure.
It's really easy to just show that these people are just doing their job. And by the way, yes, Patrick Ewing is a legend, but dude, he hasn't played there in 21 years. I mean, the person's security guard might be a 25-year-old. They're supposed to know that out of all these tall men walking around, that guy was awesome when they were five, Seton?
And you know, that 25-year-old that you're talking about that's doing the job, whether they're 25 or 85 and doing the job, they might not even like sports. They just want a paycheck because it's their job.
Correct.
They couldn't care less about the Knicks or Georgetown or basketball or whatever. They're there to get a paycheck because they need a job.
And listen, they are told everybody has to have a pass. Don't let anyone pass here unless they have a pass. And by the way, their boss could be watching them, and if they let somebody go with that, like, you let that guy go without a pass, what's going on? I will say this, though, and I have experience doing this. If you ever are going to an event and you want to try to go somewhere where you're not supposed to be, you got to act like you own the place. You don't make any eye contact with the security folks at all. You walk by them so confidently, you give the air off of like, if this person stopped me, they'll probably be fired because I'm that important. Like, if you ever go somewhere in life, you're trying to get like backstage or something, you don't hesitate. You don't look at security. You don't make eye contact. You walk by like everybody's there for you. You walk by like you're Mick Jagger, and you just walk by like this. They still might stop you, but that's your best chance, Seton.
And you could put what you need to have is a bunch of stuff, preferably on a carabiner, right? And like a bunch of other tags or something and keys that jingle.
Yes.
And you be like third or fourth in a line of people going through, and you just hold up that jangly thing, and they're like, okay, 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 okay. Just roll right through.
You know, Seton, when I love high school sports, so sometimes when I want to go to like a high school event and like be where I want to be, I will put my Super Bowl credential on around my neck. Because they look at me like, you know, these high school reporters have like these little whatever passes. I'll have the Super Bowl press pass
Lombardi trophy
around my neck. I'll just walk in like they're not going to stop me.
Like Atlanta.
Like, what do you think? You think I'm a weirdo that just wears this for the heck of it? I'm a very important person. Go ahead, Paulie. A
bunch of years ago, Super Bowl, we were working at ESPN Radio with this, I guess, Jacksonville was the Super Bowl to host. And we were allowed to do, we had tailgate passes for the Super Bowl. We had the big, you know, the big lanyard and the big plastic thing with all the passes and all the colors. And myself and Sean Salisbury, and they were going to walk everybody out of that area. We did not have credentials to go into the game. We did not. But you couldn't tell the difference. One was red, one was green, one was purple, one was yellow. So what Sean and I did, we just kind of waved our passes in the air, walked by some 17-year-old who was at the gate. He goes, yeah. And we walked right in, and we didn't have credentials for the game. Just acted like we knew we were supposed to be there, like you said.
It's funny. I had a guy on Football Feedback this week. It's the YouTube show, youtube.com/RossTuckerNFL. He said his dad was an usher at the Bills stadiums in the mid-90s. That's back when all they did was rip tickets. So his dad would tell him which entrance to go to, and he would just have a piece of paper. And he would give it to the guy, and the guy would rip it, and he would just walk in. Remember those days, dude? Yes, Paul.
Going back to the Ewing situation, I think this is kind of comparable. About 5 years ago, Dan Patrick, our host, was invited back by Scott Van Pelt to be a guest on his first late night Sports Center show. It was a holiday. I think it was a Labor Day weekend. There was nobody on the ESPN campus. The PR people for ESPN were going to meet us at the gate and walk Dan in to be on Van Pelt's show. We got there a couple minutes early. Dan walks in the security gate. There's some 22-year-old kid working the security gate. He had no idea who Dan Patrick was. He did not have a heads up that Dan Patrick was coming. And he goes, can I get your ID and your name? And he goes, Dan Patrick. And he goes, okay. And he goes, who are you here to see? He goes, Scott Van Pelt. He goes, okay. He goes, I'll call up for you. And the kid had no idea who Dan was. And Dan was not bothered by it all. He thought it was funny that the kid had no idea who it was. And then the people came down and they walked Dan in. And Dan had a visitor's pass like any other visitor. He didn't get to cut the line or go through anybody. And he wore it on the air with Van Pelt. But it's a similar situation. You think, Dan Patrick, he doesn't have to wait in line at security to go back to ESPN. He absolutely did.
Well, and that's the point, too, is like, what's the cutoff, right? Like, does John Starks, could he get mad that he gets stopped? He's shorter. He's not Patrick Ewing. I mean, you know, I just think there's, here's the other thing I think is really bad about this, just in my mind. I think that was Ewing's best win as a coach. I mean, they beat the number one seed Villanova in the Big East tournament. And all we're talking about is the fact that he got stopped by the security people. I think now, on the one hand, you could say tactical error by Ewing to take the attention off of what his team did. On the other hand, though, we're all talking about Georgetown basketball, and we're all referencing that they won the game against Villanova while talking about Ewing. Fritzy.
I think it's ridiculous that Patrick Ewing was given a hard time. I don't care if you're 18 or 93 doing security, do a little homework. I don't know. Not that you would know. You should know what Patrick Ewing looks like, even with a mask on. And if I'm Patrick Ewing, even if he comes across as egotistical, my pass is up in the rafters and I point to the Ewing 33 hanging above Madison Square Garden and go, that's my pass. And then I walk by that guy. Hey, for him to feel accosted, Patrick Ewing at Madison Square Garden.
I love this. Can you imagine the guy, Seton, that's head of security at Madison Square Garden? All right, guys, you're going to get $10 an hour. I want all of you to do a lot of homework, because if any former Knicks come through, you got to be able to identify them.
Yes, this is what Allen Houston looks like.
Fritzy wants them to do homework. Homework. They're getting hourly rate to just make sure people have
the head coach
just
of one of the teams just playing in the game is Patrick Ewing.
I mean, just wear your pass. I wear my pass. Wear your pass, Seton.
Didn't Charles Oakley just get into a fight like 2 years ago at Madison Square Garden and he got thrown out?
Yeah, but that was different. He was like yelling at somebody or something, right? I mean, it wasn't like...
I'm just saying, they keep former Knicks are keeping Madison Square Garden security pretty busy.
I will say this. Charles Oakley's not a guy that I would choose to mess with. Yes, Paulie.
Here's what I think Patrick Ewing should do. I know he's the coach of Georgetown, but he should show up to the arena tonight in his full New York Knicks uniform. Warm up, knee pads, elbow pads, everything. Old school Patrick Ewing, walk in. I'm being facetious, but that'd be great if he did that.
I thought hard about wearing my high school basketball jersey today. I almost
that would have been great.
Just because of March Madness. Here's why I didn't do it. It's like that old material, right? And I don't want to be the person that wears the t-shirt underneath. That's like what people like McLovin did in high school. You can't wear the t-shirt underneath the jersey.
But McLovin, Patrick Ewing did.
McLovin, no, he didn't.
Yes, they invented it.
What's that?
Oh. Patrick Ewing's the first player to ever wear a t-shirt.
Okay, but he didn't wear it at the Knicks.
Right. But because the ice was cold at Landover. He had a real reason. No, I wore it to cover up my scrawny chicken leg arms.
Right, exactly. No, dude, you don't do that. Don't you know that right before you run out of the locker room, you bang out 20 push-ups? Close grip, wide grip. You might even want to listen to Let's Hear It for the Boy while you're doing it. Yeah,
okay.
Go ahead, Seton.
So what you have to understand, though, is that for some of us, you could do 300 push-ups before the game. It's not going to change your scrawny arms. You know what I mean?
At least get you the best pump you can have. It's very important to start that game.
Who even knew in high school, I know I didn't, that you do them close and further apart? To me, there was just push-ups.
Oh, no, I knew that.
Yeah, well, you were an athlete.
Close grip's more for your tricep. It's very important. Yeah. When you're at the foul line and you're like winking at a cheerleader, you got to have the arms going a little bit. I mean, you got to have a little something going.
Did that throw off your shot, though? That would be a concern, the push-ups.
Not really, and it was worth it. I mean, maybe a little bit. Frank Isola is going to kill the Knicks for this, isn't he? He's going to kill MSG and the Knicks. He's going to absolutely kill them. I just think... Look, I know everybody is saying this is crazy. I feel bad for the poor security guy. I mean, the security people are just doing their job, and they're getting all yelled at. I don't know. I don't know if it's a good move or a bad move for Ewing to make it a big deal. We are talking about his program and their win a lot more. Speaking of winning, where other vans stop short, Mercedes-Benz vans go far beyond. From their customization options and cutting-edge tech to their five-star sales, service, and financial support crew, Mercedes-Benz vans are the best. They're awesome. Mercedes-Benz vans are built. I tried to.
You're not being you here.
You just jumped into your own impression.
Well, I wanted to head off Paulie at the pass. Equipped and engineered to be ready for anything.
How great is that?
So go the extra mile by taking that all-important first step.
The spare tire looks like a chocolate donut. I would house a chocolate donut right now.
Into an authorized dealership today. You guys get a discount? Those vans are amazing. Give me a discount or something. You get a code like Dan Patrick. Get some. Those vans are amazing. I know people with a bunch of kids, too. They would love those vans. Seriously.
I'd have more kids if they give me a free van. I'll have more just to get the van. That's how I roll.
We roll to the break. Frank Isola, let's talk the Nets. Is anybody, tweet me during the break, at Ross Tucker NFL. Is anybody really rooting for the Nets? If you're rooting for the Nets, I want you to give me an explanation why on Twitter, at DP Show, at Ross Tucker NFL. It's 19 minutes past the hour here on the Dan Patrick Show.
Want to hear something amazing? Who wouldn't want to hear something amazing? Discover matches all the cash back you earn on your credit card at the end of your first year automatically with no limit on how much you can earn. Now, how amazing is that? In fact, it's even more amazing because of all the places where Discover is accepted. 99% of places in the U.S. that take credit cards. 99%. Might as well say 100% at this point. So when it comes to Discover, get used to hearing yes more often. Learn more at discover.com/yes. 2021 Nielsen Report. Limitations apply.
Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hey, this is Jason McIntyre. Join me every weekday morning on my podcast, Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre. This isn't your typical sports pod pushing the same tired narratives down your throat every day. Straight Fire gives you honest opinions on all the biggest sports headlines, accurate stats to help you win big at the sports book, and all the best guests. Do yourself a favor and listen to Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
If you do the quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your products or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep, which is obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So reduce your cost. Reduce the headaches. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial, management, inventory, HR under one platform. And one source of truth with NetSuite. You reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no hardware required, and you can access from anywhere. So you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes onto one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick. It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling, only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
This is unbelievable. I am convinced it's because I'm here today. More breaking news, more breaking NFL news. Tom Brady, according to the mothership's Adam Schefter, has signed a four-year deal with the Bucs. Four-year extension, which will keep him with the team until he's 48, except it voids to 1 year. Yes, Paulie.
It's a bit confusing. We had to read over a little bit. Basically, he was signed just for next year. Now it appears that Brady is for sure signed for the 2021 and 2022 seasons. And there's like an option for the next one.
Well, no, everybody's doing these voidable years because the cap went down.
Right.
So they're confirming him for 2022, and they are spreading out the cap money so that they have more cap money to try to get Shaq Barrett back. That's what they're doing.
And this is the same exact day, just minutes ago, that the Patriots extended a special teams player with a three-year deal. So that's very equal.
I love that, like, an hour after the Patriots signed Cam Newton, you got to know Brady called up the Bucks like, let's do it now. Let's do it now. Let's announce it now. Let's not even give Cam Newton 45 minutes in the media cycle. So I haven't talked to this guy in a while. But he's a buddy. He's an absolute stud. Frank Isola, the Nets studio. I didn't know Frank was the Nets studio host. He can't say anything bad about him now. He's the Nets studio host for Yes Network. Now, why? You got to give me somebody objective, Fritz. He can't say.
I know. I love Frank too much. He's your guy.
Oh, my God. He probably has more jobs than I do, which is hard to do. Nets studio host on Yes. Sirius XM NBA Radio, the starting lineup host. ESPN Around the Horn and PTI contributor. And at some point, Frank and I were on the same show. I have no recollection when that was or what show it was, but I know we were on. Frank, it's Ross Tucker. How you doing, buddy?
Ross, I'm doing really well. I think we did SNY. It was either SNY or maybe a show on NBC. And I think back then, it was probably more than 10 years ago. And I think you said that Tom Brady will be done after this year. I can't see him playing beyond 30. I think that was your call, if I remember correctly.
I don't know if I said that. I do want to get your thoughts. Look, I wanted you on, Frank. I can't stand the Nets, everything about them. Now, truth be told, like McLovin, I'm a Sixers fan. So we'll get into that in a second, okay? But I do need to start with the Patrick Ewing news because nobody knows, you know, James Dolan, Madison Square Garden, the inner workings of the Knicks, everything better than you. What is your just initial reaction to the Ewing comments yesterday? I'll give you a blank slate.
Well, I think, first of all, I think Patrick was a little tongue-in-cheek, And I also think that after you win a game like that, and every two, he's walking, and every two steps, he's getting asked to show his ID. I get how that could be frustrating, but the security guards are being told to check everybody. And in this world that we're living in with COVID, I'm sure they want to be worried about which groups of people are moving into a different area. I get all that. I'll tell you this. Years ago, they had a rule at Madison Square Garden where they said no one, unless you have a pass, could you get to certain areas. James Dolan, who owns the place, rolled up, and there was a security guard there at the booth and would not allow him to pass. And he got upset, but the security guard, again, was just following the rules that he was given. To me, it wasn't that big of a deal. I think Patrick was excited that they beat Villanova, and he probably thought it was annoying that he kept getting stopped. Ross, if you go to Staples Center, the security guards there wear red coats. To get back to the locker room, you have to bypass three levels of security to show your pass. You know how many times I've walked into the locker room and the final security guard will say, "Well, look at the pass," and I'll say to him, "How do you think I got this far? You think I'm James Bond? I had to pass four different guys just to get here. You know I'm legit at this point."
All right, so here's a question, Frank. NBA coaches, right? Because obviously the players are the players, but NBA coaches, where do they have the pass? Like in a pocket, in their pocket, right? They have a pass, right?
Yeah, and it also, too, everyone's wearing kind of the same, now everyone's wearing kind of the same uniform, so it's not an issue for NBA games. But a lot of times the coach will walk off the court with a security guard. They don't get stopped. You know who ends up getting stopped a lot of times? Undersized NBA players trying to get into the players' entrance at games. Because the security guard will say, you don't play for the team. Say a guy like Carson Edwards on Boston, who is like 5'11". You could see a security guard saying, "You don't belong here." Patrick Ewing, I'm surprised that the security guards didn't know who they were, but I have sympathy for this is probably their second job, right, to make ends meet, and they're told, check everyone's pass. That's what they're doing.
All right, so was it a smart move by Ewing because we're talking about it and Georgetown hoops so much and the fact they beat Villanova, or bad move because – it's overshadowing the fact that he probably got his best win as a college coach.
Yeah, that is a fair point. Again, I think in the euphoria of the moment, you have a million things going through your head. You just beat Villanova. You're going to get prepared to play either Seton Hall or St. John's. Obviously, that result hadn't been decided yet. And you have a million things on your mind. You're walking through the building where you played, and every 2 feet you're getting stopped. It's the kind of thing that the average person isn't going to be upset with. I think Patrick, again, and I've known Patrick for a long time, I thought it was a little tongue-in-cheek, his post-game interview, which obviously became a big story.
Right now, we know how good the Nets are. We know how talented they are. Has it made a difference among the fans? Like, is there anybody that you know of, Frank, personally, that is now a Nets fan that wasn't previously?
I think, Ross, I think what's happened is I think locally in New York, the Knicks are still the team. The Nets have become a bigger team nationally because of James Harden, former MVP, and then, of course, for Kevin Durant. You know, Harden, they traded for, he's already played more games as a Net than Kevin Durant has played. Durant didn't play last year. He's only played 19 games this year. But to your point, they're just an exciting team to watch. And doing the games is fun, especially when Durant was out there, because everyone knows that Kevin Durant is great. But when you see him all the time when he's playing, you have a greater appreciation for just how good he is. And the Nets, I'm watching the game. You know, I did the game last night, and Boston is a good team, and the game was competitive. And you catch yourself at some point thinking, the Celtics are going to have no chance to beat the Nets if Kevin Durant comes back and is healthy. He's no one in the East, I don't think, could beat them 4 to 7 times. And really, Durant is like, that's off the charts. Harden is brilliant. And then if Kyrie Irving, who is up and down, if he's going to play like that, engaged on both ends of the court, it makes the Nets that much better.
All right, we're talking with Frank Isola. He's got a ton of jobs, including being a Net studio host on Yes. You can check out his show here on Sirius
XM. I'm now a homer and a shill.
Yes,
for the Nets.
It's the starting lineup. So here's the deal, though, Frank. First of all, I don't like super teams. And look, we've had that argument. A lot of people know that. A lot of people don't like super teams. But especially this one. You know, Kyrie Irving is not a likable guy. Harden, in particular, the way it ended in Houston, does not seem like a likable guy. Even Kevin Durant, Frank, I'm kind of like, nah, I don't know. You know, the burner account and couldn't beat him in Oklahoma City, so goes out to Golden State. Are they a likable team, or is this one of the most unlikable teams we've ever seen?
I'll say this about James Harden, and I did not agree with the way that he handled his exit in Houston. I didn't like that at all. And you had a young coach in Steven Silas waited a long time to get that job, fellow Ivy Leaguer like yourself. And I didn't like that. He showed up for camp out of shape. He showed up late. Harden did. So to me, that was unprofessional. But since he's gotten to Brooklyn, the one thing about him, and this has been true throughout his career, the guy loves to play basketball. So he lives the life of a single guy. So he enjoys all the trappings of being a rich single guy. But when it comes to playing, he loves to play basketball. He's been incredibly unselfish. He looks to get other guys involved. And Kevin Durant is the same way. Kevin Durant very rarely takes a bad shot. He's unselfish. He defends. Kyrie Irving, I could see it because Kyrie's going to say things that are going to make you roll your eyes. Last night after the game, he said, "I'm always about playing on the big stage." Well, hang on a second. Last year, the Nets went down to Orlando. You didn't go. So there was a big stage last year in the summer. You decided not to go down there. I get it. Maybe the league needs a team to be the villains, and maybe that could be the Brooklyn Nets. But I'll say this, in terms of the way that they play, especially Harden and Durant, they're likable on the court with the way that they play.
All right. Do my Sixers, who, by the way, are homegrown, Embiid, yes. Simmons, homegrown, do they have any chance to beat the Nets?
All right. So this year, Joel Embiid has done a couple of things. He got himself in better shape. He took care of his fitness. I don't think he's just eating two hamburgers and a milkshake every night. I think he's worried more about his diet. The big thing will be, can he make it through a season and playing most of the games? If he does, he's going to have a great chance to be MVP. He's averaging 30 and 15, which is remarkable. And right now, he's had five games of 40 points, 10 rebounds, five of them. The rest of the NBA combined has had four. That's how good he's played. I think they could do it. I love Ben Simmons. I don't care that Ben Simmons doesn't shoot three-pointers. The guy can defend. He's big. He's athletic. He gets to the basket. Doc Rivers has done a good job, and Tobias Harris has been that borderline all-star this year. Ross, remember, if the Nets play Brooklyn, the matchup problems, obviously, for both teams, the Nets have been unable to stop Joel Embiid. That will be a big issue if those two teams meet in the playoffs.
I certainly hope so. I'm even getting folks on chat row like Brian Guido say, has there ever been a larger group of unlikable players on one team or what? So shout out chat row. Fair or unfair, Frank?
Well, I understand it because Kevin Durant left the small market Oklahoma City Thunder and he went to the Warriors, who were already an established team and were coming off a 72-win season. And this is what I don't get from Kevin Durant. You wanted to go to Golden State, and it worked. You were a two-time finals MVP. You would have won a third title had you not blown out your Achilles. And you left a great situation. You left Steph Curry, and you're kind of rolling the dice here in Brooklyn. Now, things are kind of set up for them, and if he's healthy, like I said, they could make a run. But I think Kevin Durant, if you listen to him in these post-game interviews, he's been incredibly humble. He has a box score in front of him. And when you ask him a question about the game, he knows why the team won, why they lost. He's just very much engaged. And he knows, I'll say this too, Ross, he knows that if this doesn't work out, he knows it's going to be on him. So for me, he's been fully invested in this team.
All right, you mentioned Embiid and the MVP. I'm curious about LeBron, because for so long, people were saying LeBron MVP, LeBron MVP. It almost feels like, Frank, from afar, that LeBron's playing every game because he wants to win the MVP. And I like it. I don't like these guys that sit out games. I like that he's playing. But is he chasing the wrong thing? I mean, is he chasing the MVP at the expense of what might be best for the Lakers long term?
Well, you're definitely onto something, because if you want to be MVP, you have to go for it. And I think that's going to be the thing with Embiid. You have to play in the games this year. It's 72, and LeBron's only missed one. And I think LeBron, he obviously cares about his legacy. To me, he is setting an unbelievable pace. And I think in a year, and you were just talking about Tom Brady before, the reason why these guys can play at this level at this age is because, number one, they keep their bodies in tip-top shape, but they still want to win and they love competition. And I give LeBron a lot of credit. He's accomplished more than any active player right now in the NBA. And he still wants to win MVP and he wants to win one more championship. And that's all that it's about for him. And it's somewhat refreshing to see. And as you know, these guys now, Tom Brady, LeBron James, they play the game at a different level mentally. They're just so much smarter than the rest of the players. So why walk away at a time when, let's face it, you kind of have things figured out? But I think it'll be interesting to see over the next 20 games. If LeBron wants to be the MVP, Ross, he'll keep playing. If there comes a point when he says, you know what, I'm not going to be in tip-top shape for the playoffs, I'm going to back off, I think LeBron will decide whether or not he's going to be MVP this season.
Check him out on SiriusXM NBA Radio, The Starting Lineup. He's on Around the Horn. He's on PTI. And he is the studio host for the most unlikable team in NBA history, the Brooklyn Nets. Thank you, Frank.
Go Penn. Beat Princeton. Take care.
Oh, you know what? I wish we could even say that. I wish that was even happening. It's such a bummer because as an Ivy League guy, the Ivy League basketball, that's like the one time you get a chance to play against the big boys. It really is a little disheartening that all these other mid-majors get their chance to be out there, but the Ivy League guys don't. Yes, Paulie.
Is that just Ivy League tradition that the football season is all about winning the Ivy title and it's so important? And I think that's why they do it, is because the Ivy
want,
tradition?
Well, for football, they want yes. the Ivy League championship to be the be-all, end-all.
The pinnacle.
Right, but I was talking basketball.
Well, okay. For those who don't know, Ivy League football stops when the Ivy League is decided. They don't even have a playoff. It's a regular season thing, right?
Correct. You are not there. The Ivy League football champion does not play in the FCS tournament, which is a shame because there are years when Harvard or Yale, my alma mater,
Yale a couple
Yale
years
had
ago.
Some good teams. Dartmouth, McLovin's Dartmouth boys
Jay
have
Fiedler.
Had some good teams. I mean, they should have the chance. I don't understand the argument that we're trying to compete to be the best we can be, but let's not let these guys show they can be the best they can be. Yes, Paulie.
You're recruited when you play football in the Ivy League, but there are no traditional scholarships. Is that correct?
Correct. It's need-based financial aid only. But so they help support you through the admissions process, which means McLovin got into Dartmouth based solely on academic merit.
It's very true.
And the valedictorian in my high school had 1550 SATs. My senior year did not get into Princeton or Harvard. I got into both. So I was aided by being a recruited athlete. That's kind of what you get for going there, right? You still have to have good grades, good SATs, but that's sort of what they are offering. And I took them up on it. Speaking of taking up on it, we're going to have a segment next. It's called Football Questions with Meathead James Vanderbeek. And there might even be a chance that Ross Tucker, that's me, interviews Meathead James Vanderbeek when we return. 41 minutes past the hour. It's the Dan Patrick Show.
Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR, or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
We know that quality sleep is essential, and that's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for you and your partner whenever you want. Two beds in one, firmer or softer on each side, you decide. And it helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature as well, quiets their snoring, so you stay sleeping comfortably all night long. Sleep Number does everything. My Sleep Number setting is 75. Sleep Number smart beds learn how you sleep. They provide personalized insights to help you sleep better. You will never need another bed. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save up to $800 on select Sleep Number smart beds for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com. You've probably put this off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has the tires that will elevate your game. Touring tires for commuting comfort. How about performance tires for sporty handling? All terrain if you're going on and off-road adventuring. Go to TireRack.com and get started. You're not sure where to begin? I suggest the easy-to-use tire decision guide. Get a personalized tire recommendation, the right tires for how and what and where you drive. Choose from the full lineup of Continental tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They bring the tires to your home or office and install them on site. Go to TireRack.com/Dan, see their Continental test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to keep an eye out for the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Dan. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Each week, writer and comedian Amber Ruffin responds to the news of the day in a way that only she can. Catch new episodes of The Amber Ruffin Show every Friday, streaming exclusively on Peacock. This is, well, obviously I haven't been in the man cave, the new man cave, so this is like sort of my Peacock debut. Although I come on with you guys as a guest a lot, but my Peacock debut as a host, I kept trying to think of creative ways to tweet at Ross Tucker NFL that I was making my Peacock debut by shortening Peacock.
Careful.
And none of them really were able to pass the sniff test there. None of them quite made it through. By the way, let's get to this Meathead Vanderbeek thing. I still don't think I look like that guy, by the way. You guys really think I look more like Putty or James Vanderbeek?
It's your forehead that looks like James Vanderbeek. You're a big person with a big head. And, you know, it matches your body. You have a normal size. He actually has a head that's too big for his body. Yours matches your body.
There's something about like our eyes or something. We both have smaller eyes. I don't know. At any rate, go ahead, McLeod. What were you going to say? Just say it.
It's the shape of your head. Yeah, it's Vanderbeek. It's identical.
Got it.
Maybe a little bit about the jawline.
When Fritzy tweeted last night that I was fill-in host, somebody replied with this gif of Vanderbeek crying. It was amazing. All right, we're going to go around the room. Everybody gets to ask Meathead Vanderbeek one question. Go ahead, Fritzy.
Carson Wentz, what should Colts fans' expectations be going forward in Indy?
Such a good question. Seriously. I'll put it into percentage buckets, Fritzy. The percentage chance that he gets back to being a top five quarterback like 2017, maybe 5%. The percentage chance that he gets back to being somewhere between 7 and 12, like 2018, 2019, I'd say 25-30%. Then the percentage chance that he's one of the worst quarterbacks in the NFL again, like last year, I'd say 10 to 20%. The rest of it's in the middle there. The rest of it's like 12 to 20. The biggest slice of the pie is he becomes an average to above average starting quarterback, a top 20 starting quarterback. But I mean, he was really bad last year. I mean, I watch every Eagles game. I do the Eagles games on preseason TV. He was tough to watch, and I like him. I know him. That was tough to watch. Paulie?
All right. I know this trade was a month and a half ago. We moved on to many other things. The Rams gave up Jared Goff, who got them to a Super Bowl, was part of a team that got them to a Super Bowl. I think they gave up two first-round picks and a third-round pick to get Matthew Stafford.
Right.
Did the Rams give up too much, and how much did they improve, if at all, their quarterback situation?
Well, the Rams, in my opinion, overpaid. And a lot of people said, well, they had to do that to get rid of the Jared Goff contract. Well, wait a minute. The Eagles got a third and what's going to be a second, maybe a first, to get rid of Wentz's contract. So why did the Rams supposedly have to give up an extra first-round pick to get rid of Goff? And here's the thing. I think Stafford is probably somewhere between 10th to 12th best quarterback. And I think Goff is 15 to 20. So is that giving up enough to move up that incremental? That incremental improvement, is that enough? I think it's really simple, Paulie. I think the Rams think they can win a Super Bowl with Matthew Stafford. They don't think they can with Jared Goff. They think that that incremental difference is the difference.
And if that works, that justifies every trade. You know, if they win a Super Bowl, it's all over. The
Correct.
Trade is great. Doesn't matter.
I also think, you know, they're trying to get luxury box seats out there and sell tickets, season tickets. I think there's a lot to that. Seton, go ahead.
I'm going to break the rules and ask you two questions, but they're on the same topic. Okay. If you're Drew Brees, how much are you really thinking about coming back right now?
Okay.
And if you're the Saints, how much would you consider having him back?
I don't think Brees is thinking about it that strongly because he would not have changed his contract for the minimum if he was actually going to come back. He altered his contract for the minimum. He would not have done that if there was any chance he'd come back. It gives him no leverage, right? As for the Saints, if Drew Brees wanted to come back for the minimum, I would love that. Come on back, Drew, for the minimum. Got that awesome head of hair now. You're working out. You're pushing things up roads. Let's do it. But he's not going to do that. And they're already letting go of Janoris Jenkins, Quan Alexander, Emmanuel Sanders. Everybody always gives the Saints so much credit for their cap gymnastics. I mean, they just let go of three starters. You know, three pretty good starters, too, by the way. McLovin?
Who's starting for the Eagles week one, and how many games are the Eagles going to win next year?
Jalen Hurts will be their starting quarterback week one. And, you know, the thing that's interesting about the Eagles is they have a chance to be really good up front on both sides of the ball. Like, if Brandon Brooks and Lane Johnson are healthy, then their O-line is going to be good. And their D-line, you know, they still have Barnett and Josh Sweat and Brandon Graham and Fletcher Cox. And Hargrave came on at the end of the year. The Eagles actually have a chance to be competitive really the whole year based on how good they are up front, both sides of the ball, and the fact that the NFC East is not all that great. Speaking of that, by the way, how about the fact, I guess the Cowboys are the favorites now? I want to talk about that when we come back because there were some very interesting things that Greg Cosell said on the Ross Tucker podcast yesterday. Is he the only person in the galaxy that thinks Dak is better than Russell Wilson? We'll find out when we return here. Meet Friday edition of the Dan Patrick Show.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime. With tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.